Welcome to the 16th Vanachna Amcha recording for the week of Parshas Vayechi. The following story is being said over in Livui Nishmas Gittel Chaya Bas Reb Ruvein. It was told to me by a very chosher Rebbe, and it's about his mother. The story goes like this, that this Rebbe's mother needed to be in a rehabilitation center. She was recuperating, and one day she needed emergency treatment. So they called Hatzalah, and Hatzalah came right away. And this Rebbe was going to follow the Hatzalah bus all the ways to the hospital, which was a good at least a half-hour drive, if not more. However, one of the Hatzalah men told this Rebbe, out of the midst of Kibbutz Avein, leave your car here. Come on the bus with us. We'll be a big more yishuv hadas for your mother, knowing that her son is right there with her. And that's exactly what the Rebbe did. And as the Rebbe entered onto the Hatzalah bus, the Hatzalah man told the Rebbe, say the temale, hinani mucham mizomen, lekai mitzvah sasei of Kibbutz Avein. This Rebbe got such a chizik, moyerdik. Imagine, by the Goyim, you call 911. You think you ever have any sprach even close to this? Anachnu amcha. And the chizik continues. After the Hatzalah man made sure everything was stable and filled out all the paperwork, now it's just a matter of time till they could arrive at the hospital, which even with the sirens would take at least a good half hour. So he told the Rebbe, if you need me, please, don't hesitate. I'm right here next to you. But he explained that he was in the middle of a night seder, and he stopped learning with his chavrus in order to take the call. But now that everything is stable, and it's just a matter of time until they arrive by the hospital, he was going to be mamshich now with his chavrus. And with that, he picked up his phone, and he called his chavrus and was mamshich. Mikavcha Yisrael! We're going to say over now another story also. This story was called in by a very choshev gemar from Eretz Yisrael, and he asked Yekoyach the Kavash Kach HaProtis for giving us rishus to say it over. This story happened that there was a girls' school. Then in one of the classes, the teacher had to step out for a few minutes, and then a girl got extremely insulted. There were a number of girls that insulted a particular girl in the class. She got extremely insulted. There was in so much pain, she was crying. And when the teacher walked back in, she was startled. What happened? She had found out that this girl had gotten insulted. Right away, she walked over to the girl and said, please, do me the biggest of favors. I have a relative of mine who for so many years was not zoicha to have any children. If you could take this opportunity to be moichel those that insulted you, and daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that my relatives should have a Yeshua, I'll be forever thankful for you. And this girl gathered the strength to do the above. She was moichel b'lev shalim, and she poured out her heart, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, be mezakeh, my teacher's relative, to be zoichet to have a child. And guess what? 15 months later, after so many years of not having a child, the teacher's relative had her very first child. She was zoicha to become an Eim Abanim Smecha. She was zoicha to become a mother in Klal Yisrael. Let's keep all the Moedik and Chizik in mind as we shtag together, weiter and weiter, v'anachnu v'amcha, shreina matim chalkeinu, we should be zoicha to shtag and shtag to bring out the fullest of our potential.